que no, et que le froid penche parfois à mon douceur.
Simeon, Jolie Blanche, on his tune Cool Recording and Positive Beathead. And that was the title of that CD. And again, Terrence Simeon. All right, let's continue with something on the upbeat side. We're going to do something by Miss Mary Thomas, the Queen of Zydeco. And we call her the Texas Queen of Zydeco, Whiskey Drinking Women. She's going to play something called Zydeco Salpasale. And this is, I think she's the sister of Roy Carrier. And she has the entire band of Roy Carrier on this CD. Miss Ella Mouton, good morning to you. And also Miss Laura, good morning to you all the way in New Iberia. Want to hear Quit Kicking That Dog? I'll play it for you in a little bit. Stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. It is 10 past 9 o'clock on a... Is sunny outside?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Okay, not bad at all. It's going to be nice and sunny today. And, of course, I believe, Melvin, that winter is on its way.
Really?
Yep, wait a minute.
Really?
Yep.
That's a real good guess, John, this being December.
Yeah.
I know that's difficult. I mean, you know, you probably had to read six or seven books to come up with that conclusion.
Yeah.
And winter is coming.
Winter is coming. But, you know, we're not winter yet. This is fall.
Okay. When winter starts?
Winter started on the 20th or sometimes of that, December. So that's why I say winter is coming.
I guess you got a point.
Winter is around the corner. Yeah, peeping around the corner. Next week, it promises to be, temperature is going to drop to around the middle 30s.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, write that down, please.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Okay, why, the trees got big bark or something?
Yeah, I tell you what, the trees do have some big bark this year, and I haven't seen the chalks yet.
No chalks yet.
No chalks yet.
I saw a chalk so big, I tell you, I had to stop my car and let it go. Was that a chalk or a bark?
No, it was a bark.
It wasn't a chalk.
No, it wasn't
that
a
chalk. That was a crow.
That's a crow.
Now, they're out.
The crows are always out making a whole lot of noise.
They're looking for the pecans.
They make a whole lot of noise.
Right? Yeah, pecans. They're looking for pecans. It's pecan season. Oh, yeah, that's what they eat.
They eat? They crack them?
They love pecans. Oh, yeah.
I saw a movie the other day called Chimpanzees.
That should have been rather jumpy.
It was a good documentary. And tell you what, the reason why I say that is because they were showing how smart, intelligent that they are.
All we have to do as human is look in the mirror.
That's right.
That's where they are. Right behind us.
That's right behind
us. Just a step up from the monkeys. Can you imagine?
That's right.
Ate a banana lately?
No.
Got to try one.
Well, you I just know what you're getting at.
You're leaving all your stuff behind, huh?
I know what you're getting at.
What you think? You're not a monkey no more? I don't eat no banana. Leaving your ancestry behind.
Yeah, that's what it is. But are you saying that we come from monkeys?
Yep. We are the intelligent monkeys.
We're just a little step ahead.
Take a look at a monkey.
Yeah,
Some people can really identify with monkeys.
Yeah, when I was flying to New Jersey, I was watching that documentary on the plane and how they would take a rock and crack the nuts because they couldn't crack it with their hand.
Right.
So they decided to crack with a stone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they say... But anyway, let's play something by Mary Thomas.
All right.
And I think that's going to be a little upbeat. Okay, here we go. Zydeco Salpasale.
By who?
Mary Thomas.
Okay.
Let's go, Basile.
right, that's Mary Thomas. Coming up is something going out to Laura all the way in New Iberia. In fact, she's cooking breakfast right now. And that's what she said.
Well, that don't help us.
No.
Why she tell us that?
I don't know. She just wants us
to be starving and wishing it was us.
Well, your cousin Michael Frank called.
Yes.
And he said that it was about the boucherie 2 weeks ago.
Why he tell us that?
I don't know. I told him that. I said, why are you telling me that now? Well, yeah, because I mean, they had crackling, like, boudin, yeah. And they made some sausage.
That's worse than to come in, you know. Yeah. I know a secret, but I can't tell you. Why you tell me you got a secret? You know? If it's a secret, don't tell me you got a secret. That's how I pay.
It doesn't pay.
Some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, I said, don't call me Michael now.
Yeah.
It's after the fact. Well, I was trying to get through y'all before, and I couldn't get to you because, you know, we couldn't get through the line, and it was too busy.
If you're trying to get us 2 weeks ago, we wasn't here.
No.
That could have been.
That's what it was.
That's probably what
Sun
it was.
Sun Pie, quit kicking my dog.
People love that, man. They be calling, and I'll be trying to figure out, who is that? Sun Pie.
Sun Pie.
Okay.
And someone called and wanted to know, where can they get it? I really have no idea.
We got a phone number on the back? Let me check it out.
No, there's no phone number on this.
No contact information.
Unless
but now, if
inside.
You want some more information, I guess you can write to Sun Pie Music. At P.O. Box 13915, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70185. So now you got it.
You might want to say it again because...
Sun Pie Music Incorporated, P.O. Box 13915, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70185. And you can write to them, and maybe they can help you and tell you where you can get another copy of Sun Pie. And it's Sun Pie Loop Guru?
Yeah, Loop Guru.
Loop Guru?
He's a park ranger over in New Orleans.
Oh. Yeah. So I tell you how else you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can go in the park, act crazy, throw stuff around, and get arrested, and you may meet Sun Pie.
That's right.
That's one way.
He's about 6'4", 6'5".
I suggest you write. Kind of big guy.
He's a big guy.
He's kind of big guy. Why, you met him?
Yeah, I met him. I met him over at Clifton Chenier's club.
Oh, okay.
He played with Clifton Chenier's band at one time.
Okay.
And I don't know if he did any recording with him or not, but he did play with him, and that's why he got his inspiration.
Look, play the dog and then play Santa Claus Has the Blues.
I played that once before.
You played it today?
No, not today.
Okay.
But we're going to play it sometime.
Play it after that with Bruce and Tiffany Barnes is on this.
Yeah.
That should be interesting. Yeah. Sun Pie.
Sun Pie. Here we go. Quit kicking our dog.
Yeah, get up here, boy. Yeah, let's go to town. Come on, buck. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference if he's a hound. Better quit kicking my dog around. I said, every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. Make no difference if he's a hound. Gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and his name was Jack. I rode his tail off to save his back. His head flew up and his tail flew back. Woo-ha, Jack. My dog around.
time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Ain't no difference ever, he's a hound. You better quit kicking my dog around. Yeah, Jim. Mr. Hay, say, don't be throwing rocks at my dog there. That's my dog. Yeah, come here, boy. Come here, boy. Excuse me, ma'am. That's my hound there. I know he's shaggy, but leave my dog around. Go kick your own dog. Every time I go to town, the boys keep my dog around. Make no difference ever, he's a hound. You best quit kicking my dog around. Yeah, let's go, boy.
Sun Fire is Quick Kicking My Dog, and that's on number 6 on this CD. He's got 11 cuts on this. And, of course, someone just called in and said if you would like to get a copy of the CD, go on iTunes, and you can find out, or just write to this production company we gave you earlier, because I know that a lot of you are interested in finding out how can you get the CD. And, of course, here we go with this. This is for production or booking. You call Sun Pie, or you write to Sun Pie Music Incorporated, P.O. Box 13915, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70185. Is that it? That's it. That's Sun Pie. We're going to be playing something in a little while about the Santa Claus. Of course, it's Christmas.
It's in the rack. Play it. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, let's we can do that right now. That's number 11 on that. We'll play it right
Let's see what it is.
We'll play it right now.
Where you think that little man at?
What little man?
That little old man up there by the graveyard.
What graveyard? What little man at the graveyard?
That little man over there by the graveyard.
Which one are you talking
about?
I'm missing it.
You're missing. Graveyard.
Grave?
The little man. Who lived the little man that lived by the graveyard?
The little man lived by the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
I'm not thinking right now.
Okay. There's a church.
Right.
There's a graveyard behind it.
Right.
There's a man who lived right across the street from the graveyard. Where that little man at? Where you think that little man is at? Is he in town or out of town?
No, he's in town. He's playing this morning.
Where?
Over at Cafe de Zami with Corey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What time they playing over there?
Well, they played at 9 o'clock. They started at 9.
Oh, okay.
But he told me, he said, don't tell nobody. It's a secret.
Another secret?
Yeah.
We love secrets. See, you give us a secret, you don't have to worry about it. Nobody will ever hear about it. We'll never tell the secret. What is it? But just tell me, John. Don't tell the rest. Just tell me the secret.
He's cooking a cowboy stew today.
Oh, cowboy stew today.
And he's inviting all of his friends.
Oh, I'm glad we had the mics off, because we would hate for everybody to know that.
I didn't know. I didn't know the mic was on. I'm sorry.
No, he's not cooking. He's not cooking. Sorry, the mic was on. He's not cooking a stew today. That's how the children do it. Oh, no, he didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
But anyway, he's cooking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sound good.
But I passed by last week sometime, week before. He's doing well, though.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
He's doing well.
Speaking of, Jerry Hawk, cousin of mine, she'd been down under the weather for a little while, and just want to wish her well. It was great to talk to her on Friday, or Thursday maybe. It was great talking to her, and Jerry, just hang on in there. Your prayers is with you, and just keep doing what you're doing, getting better, and just keep eating. And I know your mother's there with you. I know she's a big supporter and a big help to you, and a very positive support. And we all with you, Jerry. Just hang on in there. We'll play you something.
Yeah. Robert Wheaton had called, and he called again. Okay. It's like a third time. And he said, there was a fundraiser for an aunt of his, Mary Ann Daigle, who passed away.
Okay.
And they're having a fundraiser over at Henderson Park. And if I'm correct on that, it's going to be next week. They're going to have it starting off at 8 a.m.
Okay.
In the morning, start serving. And they'll start cooking around 4 in the morning.
Ooh.
And that's over in Henderson Park. So,
where is that?
That's in Henderson.
Oh, I love it. I never would have guessed it. I could have sworn it would have been in Swords or something.
Yeah, Henderson that's Park. Right. That's right. But
it's in Henderson. It can't be that. I mean, you know.
You can't.
It would be nice. Well, if you could just give us some. You make a right off the interstate. You make a left off the interstate. Probably a left off of the interstate in Henderson.
Probably.
Well, he'll call you. He's probably calling, and we'll be able to tell you.
And get that.
Tell you how to get. Yeah. How to get there.
All right. Let's play this Santa Claus by Sun Park.
Yeah. Okay. See what that is.
Okay. It's a good one.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank, the quiet bank.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up on Beale Street Caravan, we've got Larry McRae at the 2012 Memphis in May Beale Street Music Fest. We'll also go to the 2011 King Biscuit Blues Festival and hear from Hamilton Loomis. That plus a new feature host segment from Dave Marsh. It's called Heavenly Sight, A Vision Out of Blindness. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
And singing Silent Night. Well, there won't even be a Christmas tree. Lord, you know that's gonna be a pitiful sight.
Mm-hmm.
goodness. Praise God, now we do not choose. And dressing, no more pies and chocolate cake. Won't somebody please help along before it be too late? Cause there will be no more Christmas. Oh, Santa Claus has the blues. Well, these hard times and loneliness, praise God, now we do not choose.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, that tiger here. I wanna go home, but I can't get back. I wanna get back, but I can't go home. Oh, that tiger here.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that's right, man.
And shake it, shake it, shake it. 7 minutes to 10 as we roll on. Keith. MC with you this morning, the voice of Zydeco. Oh, mes autres appuis sur quoi ce matin? Right, Judith, I know you're in there rocking in your kitchen this morning. I don't know what you're cooking, but I know you're doing something good back there.
We'll be right back.